On this weekend here in this country, we are asked to remember our loved ones, the saints who have gone before us. We're asked not to forget the loved ones who once walked with us on this earth, Memorial Day weekend. As I shared at the start of this service, the joy I received when being able to reconnect with grandson Lucas, to hold baby Odin, as we affectionately call him, for the very first time, I could not help but think of how my life might serve them as they journey through their very lives. You know as well as I do that holding a child which you love is a very special thing. And to be honest, I feel connected and love every child that we bring through those waters. A great sense of love and joy that comes to me when I am blessed to hold a new one we bring into the family of God, as we will in the second service as we welcome Jeffrey Allen Gabriel. Now, our text this day, I believe, bid us to consider the gifts we receive in our baptisms. The Romans text reminds us that all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For in the Spirit we receive a spirit of adoption. So every child that comes through the waters of baptism is adopted into the family of God, as by God's deeming it so. And then the Gospel of John, Jesus tries to explain that we are to be born of the water and the Spirit. Now, when we go back to that font, as we will second service, and we do about one every other week here, about 26 a year, out of 52 weeks a year, that's almost one every other week of baptism. We're blessed. So we do that. What do we say? We baptize in the, and this is your part now, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And what's pouring over that child's head? Water. We're born in the Spirit. We receive a spirit of adoption. We're born, he says, we are to be born of the water and to be Spirit. Baptism. Now, on this Sunday also, if you're at another church somewhere or whatever, even here some weeks, we call this Holy Trinity Sunday. But the pastor gets to choose which way he or she wants to go on that. And I chose first weekend of Pentecost. Partly because efforts to explain the Holy Trinity often, I found, end up confusing folks more than perhaps I would like, or any preacher would like. But I want us to look at this text as it guides us, as I stated in the opening, to the gifts of baptism. And perhaps that way, that way we can become to understand the Holy Trinity too. Now, there's a poem that perhaps some of you have heard, and of origin seems to be a bit unclear, but in the research I was able to do, it seems to come from a newspaper in the Quincy Sun in December of 1971. And a columnist wrote, and this columnist must have been some kind of a counselor on paper, you know, advice counselor, but he writes in his column, "Another counselor handed me recently a great little thought. And it went like this. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Rather, walk beside me and just be my friend." Now, this John text today talks a lot about, the columnist continues, maybe that's what being a father is all about, being a friend. And if you listen closely to that John text, it's about Jesus welcoming us with the Father to be a child of God and being a friend. In baptism, we are absolved of our fleshiness, as it were. We're still in the flesh, but we're kind of absolved of that and brought into life as children of God. This promise is made sure, and it reflects the reality of our baptism and Jeffrey's later this day. That we are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's the best way to understand the Holy Trinity. A gift that we receive in our baptism. Jesus, the Father and the Spirit, walking alongside of us as earthly and eternal friends. In this weekend of remembering, of memory reflecting, what I'm asking us all to remember is the loved ones who have walked alongside of us, kind of like that Holy Spirit alongside of us, as friends in our lives. Those souls who were with us through thick and thin. As I shared earlier, we now, as pastor and congregation, have shared many things together over these last 10 years. And I want to share that I have loved you with all my heart. In my efforts to be with you in your deeper sorrows and your greatest joys. However, I got to tell you, most of them don't call me when you're having a good. That's okay. And I feel your love the same way as we have gone through my trials. And I thank you for such. But that's what we do. So then remember the gifts of your baptism and remember how we too are to be walking alongside of the children of God. All the little ones who came up here today and all the children of God who we have here at Grace and one another, we are to walk alongside of as children of God. The children that God grants us to love, like Jeffrey, like Lucas, like baby Odin, like you fill in the blank. Think of a child whom God has sent into your midst and recall how you are to love that child. Also recall this weekend all those now who have gone from our embrace. We long to embrace them, but they have passed. Those who have walked with us in this life. And as this Memorial Day goes through this weekend, I don't want us to not stop and give pause and remember and rejoice in those lives. They're good. Now, like if you're like me, I'm unable to get to and pay true memorials you're supposed to. I'd like to get to my grandmother's grave, my mother's grave, my father and my sister's grave, all those people who have touched my life in very special ways. But I cannot. But I can stop and give pause and praise for the gift they were and give thanks that they are baptized. And what does that promise assure us? That life continues. For Jesus even said, if it weren't so, do you think I've told you that I go to prepare a place for you? I trust his words. So realize that they too had received the gifts of baptism, and as such, their life does not end. Jesus still walks beside them, as promised in the baptismal reality. They're sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ, not by an hour or so, but forever. So thanks be to God for the love we receive through baptism, and then the embraces we share along the way. And thanks be to God that children are in our midst, and they keep coming. And thanks be to God that we have one another to embrace and give thanks for, to give glory to God for, and not take advantage of. What I want us to do now as we end this time of reflection is to pause and to remember in silence the loved ones who have gone before us, who have meant so much to us, and the gift of their baptism. Now may the memory of the love we shared with those saints guide us every day to be the love that they were for us. And David, I think it's time for pie. Him and I know what that is. Ask me afterwards. God bless you. Rejoice and remember.